I have announced today that I intend to retire in May next year. That means that I will still be working through until May, so it's business as usual, really. And I suppose the real statement from me will come in March next year at my final council meeting as mayor.
Can you give us any idea of why you've made that decision?
Oh, it's straightforward. I'm 65 years of age. I knew when I started that it would be a rough ride. That's why somebody with my experience and strength, I suppose, needed to take the reins for the first 4 years to try what I described as navigate through choppy waters. And I must admit, the metaphors of choppy waters, I have some more metaphors that apply to local government, because I've since described it as like trying to swim through treacle. So, yes, it was a challenge. I've done as much as I can. I will continue to do that with all my effort through to May, and then I'll hand over to the second city mayor of Salford.
Obviously, you mentioned some great metaphors there describing how the journey has been. You mentioned the government and the austerity cuts. Is that the main sort of gist of why this has been so difficult?
Yes. Any government would have to address the economic situation. And remember, we came out of a global economic crisis in 2008-10, and no matter which government was in power, they would have to take action to reduce the deficit, the government deficit, and the government debt, which is built up over many, many years, not just tens of years, but scores of years. And although this government actually claimed that it would reduce the deficit to zero in its first 5 years, not only has it not done that, it's increased it. So it's not as easy as politicians tell you when they want your votes. But in making the cuts in the way that they have, the government, I believe, has made some mistakes. They have never looked at the cumulative effects of their reductions in government grant to councils and their reductions in welfare benefits, and in particularly in work benefits for people who are in work but low paid. When you put all of those together, you are really looking in the face of a crisis. And we've tried as a Labour council in Salford to mitigate against that. A, by maintaining the best quality services for the people who are most vulnerable. But in saying that, I've always admitted that to do that, you would have a situation where some vulnerable people would no longer be able to get the full service, or indeed were coming close, perhaps in the next year or two, where complete services are no longer able to be delivered with more government cuts coming. And secondly, we have a very successful economic growth strategy in this city. We are the fastest growing population in the country outside London. We are told that our economic development will be 8% in the next 5 to 10 years. If that's true, that's China, Brazil, Africa levels, the likes of which have not been seen outside London in this country. And if it's only half true, it's still staggering. So Salford mitigates against the worst effects of government austerity measures by creating decent jobs with decent terms and conditions. And that's why we are strong as a council on employment standards. That's why we are the first accredited living wage city in the north of England. It's why we are now recognised nationally as the employment standard city in this country. Is it in itself enough? No, it's not. We need government in the future to realise that it needs to stimulate growth instead of restricting it. And that's where I have a difference with the current government.
How hard has it been for yourself being the middleman, so to speak, sort of having these orders from government and then having to implement them in your city, which, as you say, you know, you've seen job losses, you've seen services hit, services lost. I mean, does that affect you
Nice. Look,
personally?
Michelle, no politician of any party comes into government nationally or locally to make cuts. The people of Salford know that the council and the council workers have built up excellent services, which are in advance of many cities in the country. None of us want to reduce those services. It breaks your heart when you realise how hard our excellent staff have built up these really good services, only to have them destroyed by a lack of government grant. We've lost from national government 50% of our budget in the last 5 years. That's coming up for close to £200 million. You can't lose half of your budget, whether you're an organisation or a household, and still say the same. So we mitigate against it by the things I mentioned before: employment standards, decent work, decent terms and conditions, and we work closer and closer in partnership with the Hospital Trust, the Mental Health Trust, the University, the Clinical Commissioning Group and other partners, and we work in an integrated fashion where we integrate our budgets and our workforce, and that allows us to deliver even better services in some cases, but we can't say we deliver everything that we used to be able to. But sometimes the services that we're designing now were more efficient and therefore they save money. There are some stunning things happening in Salford.
Has there ever been sort of like a personal attack on yourself for these? Or is it a case of, you know, you do just sort of say, well, this is the situation we're in?
Look, Michelle, politics is a rough and tumble. It's more of an assault course than a race. These things happen in politics. Do they need to happen? No. Should they happen? No. But they do happen. I don't mind the rough and tumble of politics unless it affects my family, and I would not tolerate that. But if somebody complains, if somebody has a go, that's the rough and tumble of things. I try to concentrate on the really important issues. What do we do about all those benefits claimants in Salford who have sanctions where for the least little excuse, perhaps they had to go for lunch or perhaps they didn't just turn up and they're having their benefits taken away, and they can have them taken away for weeks and months. It's just not on.
As well as obviously having to juggle the cuts and everything else, you've had the shooting situation and the gang situation in Salford. How much pressure has that put on yourself, but also the city of Salford?
Oh, tremendous, in the sense that any city who has to face shootings and organised crime shootings has difficulties. And I have to say, this is nothing specific to Salford. It happens in other cities close to us and further afield. But it is a Salford issue when somebody comes onto the streets and summarily murders somebody else. There was a murder here in Salford of somebody who had a notorious reputation. I don't care about that. Nobody has the right to summarily murder anybody in our community. That is not something we will ever condone, and the police and our other partners will continue to seek whoever carries out such crimes. But it is really in when it comes to the mother and child that, and again, that's happened in other communities outside Salford, sadly. But again, all the partnership work, and we're credited with having first-class partnership on crime and disorder in Salford, credited nationally. But all of that even, people are not stupid. They know that that doesn't find the perpetrators. The only way that our partnership, and led by the police, can find the perpetrators of people who would be prepared to shoot innocent, and I remind you, innocent women and children, is if the mothers in the community, because people out there know who carried this out, if the mothers in the community stand up and say, enough is enough, those who may even be on the periphery of organised crime, nothing more than drinking buddies with people in organised crime, they now know that their families are not safe. The boundary has been crossed in Salford, as it has been in other areas of the country, where women and children, that child had no right to be attacked. They were not complicit. The mother and the child were not complicit in any crimes. They were there and they were attacked because somebody thought that somebody else in the house was. That is not acceptable. But I really do ask the mothers of Salford to come forward privately to the police through the private Crime Stoppers number and talk to the police privately, and the police will do their job, supported by the council.